Breakfast with Mikey Haddock, thanks to Burger Fuel. Thanks.
From Evangelion director Hideaki Anno and live-action Attack on Titan special effects genius Shinji Higuchi comes Shin Godzilla, a movie to satisfy all your kaiju needs. After a strange fountain of water erupts in the bay, modern Japan is rocked by what emerges from the deep. Shin Godzilla did monstrously well in Japan and absolutely swept the Japan Academy Awards, so you need to own Shin Godzilla. Out now on DVD, Blu-ray and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Dude, why are we inside this hollow tree in Albert Park?
It's the only venue I could afford. Don't go. I'm about to start my show.
I'm the only other person here.
It's a very special show.
Stuck for a non-shitty venue? Thank the theatre gods for the Vic in Devonport. Hire their lovely bar for drinks or intimate live performances, or screen a film or take to the stage in the beautiful 180-seat Victoria Theatre. Whatever your venue hire needs, the Vic Devonport's got you covered. See thevic.co.nz.
Rockin' supergroup Magic Factory are playing Whammy, Saturday, August 19th, to celebrate their new album, Working With Gold. Solos are sweet, tambourines are good, Nine Dudes is pretty cool, and Magic Factory are bloody awesome. Grab your fringe jacket and 70s moustache, Magic Factory Working With Gold album release. Whammy Bar, August 19th, support from Wellington's Tender Moonlight Ounce and the exciting return of the Vietnam War. $10 on the door.
Imagine a land where groove is the law. A place where rhythms run like waterfalls off the cliffs of funk, falling into bottomless pits of glee and ecstasy. One man ruled this glorious land for generations with impressive strength and a firm hand. And then he mysteriously disappeared, causing a darkness to fall upon the land for years to come. But light always follows darkness, or some shit like that.
The man himself is back. Murray Kamik has come back into your life to turn that frown upside down and keep the beats pumping till the early afternoon. It's Land of the Good Groove, every Friday at 1 p.m. on the beat.
Babe, time machine, sussed. I'm a genius. Where are we headed? Summer of Love, King Arthur's Court?
Nah, like 2015? Hotline Bling? Hello? Sorry? Leo and the Revenant? No Brexit or Trump? The USA burger.
Yum. Burger's back, babe. Let's hit some Westworld shit.
Burger Fuel's USA is back. American mustard, bacon, hash browns, New Zealand cheddar, 100% pure grass-fed New Zealand beef, smashed, juicy, make flavour country great again. For more information and to check out their sweet giveaways, go to burgerfuel.com.
It's time for the news roundup.
Good Lord, that's a good idea because there is so much news. What's going on?
So a little bit of international news this morning. We've got North Korea pushing back on threats of fire and fury from Donald Trump, basically calling his warning a load of nonsense.
Isn't that funny?
And announcing a plan to launch missiles aimed at the waters off the coast of Guam, which is a U.S. territory. So General Kim Rak-kyom, who is head of the country's strategic forces, said in a statement that sound dialogue is not possible with such a guy bereft of reason.
Isn't that weird he said such a guy? Isn't that weird? So weird.
And only absolute force can work on him.
Wow.
But then now we've got President Trump saying things will happen to them, as in North Korea, like they never thought possible if they do anything to the United States, and that the regime will be in trouble like few nations have ever been if they can't get their act together.
So it's just back and forwards,
and it's quite terrifying, quite simply terrifying.
This is what I think about that behaviour. That really and definitively is fucking unacceptable. It's just like, I mean that gargantuan. What's Bill English? Has Bill English said anything about this? Surely, as a world leader, you stand up and you say that is fucking unacceptable. It's not, you know, where's everyone's sort of position on this? That it just letting them get away with that sort of talk? Because that talk is dangerous.
Mm.
Dangerous talk. It really is from both sides, you know. You've got just a couple of idiots?
I don't know of any specific statements that English has made. Perhaps he has, but I am not aware of them. But I can imagine
can
if
I
he's
task,
asked about
can
if he's asked
the
about
news
it.
Team to try and find out to ask him for a statement on it.
We can give it a go. We can most definitely
Thank
give it a
you,
go.
Yeah.
But yes, I think if asked about it, I'm sure he would be condemning it very much so, because
he should be condemning it publicly, loudly, like every other world leader, surely.
No?
I just thought it was so bizarre that people just like, no, listen to them both. It's like, no, but listen to them both. Mm. Anyway.
But then, you know, does it all come down to just being words and a...
Everything just starts as words.
Yeah. Yes, but maybe is this just words and just rhetoric as opposed to actual action? It's just
pretty
egos.
Pretty unprecedented rhetoric, though.
Well, this is true. This is true because we haven't had a president for quite some time who's taken such a bite of the bait that Kim Jong-un has set for the US to, you know, take hold of, as Donald Trump has.
And Kim, Kim running things the way he runs things, he knows how to really work those arguments as well.
Mm.
Donald Trump's just coming back like, you know, the guy whose ego's been bruised. He's, we're going to learn. And then when Kim Jong-un comes in, he's like, what a load of nonsense. Oh. It's like someone yelling at their mum, shut up, mum. What am I going to talk to them? Run away. Mum, don't be stupid.
But that's the thing. It's like their children.
It's
that child mentality of like,
it's just
I'm going to say something and then I'm going to say something back. And who's going to have the last word?
Who really? I mean, apart from obviously North Korea, because they're all, you know, I say they're all brainwashed, that's presumptuous, but they you know, their whole population are steered, are trained to think a certain way. Like I don't think a lot of people here really. I don't think even I've got any idea they really do believe that the world's different to what it is, and they could probably be coerced into fighting the Americans, but what American's going to go and fight Korea for any other reason than, well, look, surely, you know, our president's a fool and he started all this, and what the, you know? Fucking unacceptable, that's what I'm saying. Really doing my head on that.
And so we won't be talking about that on the wire, but more, I'm sure this will continue unfolding in days to come about the back and forths between these two volatile leaders. But Kelly, what's happening on the wire today?
Well, on the wire, I chat to Tim Murphy, who was one of the newsroom co-editors / founders. So yeah, I'm going to talk to
newsroom's
him.
Fairly recently set up.
Yeah, it is fairly recent. It's they sort of saw a gap in the market for kind of comprehensive, more in-depth journalism, not covering all topics. So it's not just like all current affairs. So they've got like a few topics and they just do it really well. And I just wanted to talk to him about like the media at the moment, because it's just there's such a bad rap. We all get such a bad rap for just being in the media, that we're doing everything wrong and everything's fake. So
everyone moans about the state of journalism when actually there's some really good stuff going on and there's a lot of shit that's going on as well.
For the average reader or listener, it is hard to sift through all the crap and get to where the good deals are at, you know.
Mm.
Yep.
So that's cool. That's interesting.
So that's why you should come to BFM for your news, because
and if you're reading, you can't read the radio, so you can go to the newsroom. But so what do you like about the newsroom? What do you think? Do you sort of go, well, you find out about a story and then you go, actually, I might see what newsroom's taking on
it. I do. That's my first stop.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's good to have a first stop.
I do. Is there a bit of a journalism crush on old Tim Murphy?
Yeah. Say that before. He's listening. Oh, now you've
said it. I hope you. No.
He's a coming
journalism.
Cologne and stuff. Thanks very much for having me.
And there's also my producer Laura talks to a girl that made a documentary about called Asian Men Talk Sex. So I think that'd be really cool. Pardon?
Shailene?
Yes.
It's at Loading Docs. Featured in Loading Docs.
Viewable today.
Yeah, Loading Docs is today.
It's
viewable
today. So we talked to
Ursula with her movie Surreal Estate the other day.
Mm.
So that's on. So because that developed this morning, like from today. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's also happening on the wire today. We've got the director of that film as well as one of the actors in it. So yeah.
Hot damn. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Beep. Beep.
That was the news roundup.
It's 22 minutes to 10 o'clock on BFM Breakfast.
never wanted. And now I do my best to justify all of my actions. Let's be real. Yeah. Yeah.
If there's a single person in this room who doesn't know what I'm about to say, then it's worth repeating. And that is, we are not bullshitting you. This is not yoga. This is not NLP, not to knock those things. This is real. It is so real that you can take the most hardened, rational, reductionist asshole and drop him in to that environment, and he will meet his maker, you know? It dissolves you. It dissolves you into a confrontation with authentic being. And this is what we are starving for. This is how we've gotten into the messes and mess that we're in. Take seriously the techniques of shamanism. Study the plants, make real choices, and then don't diddle the dose. Once you've done your homework, go for it.
Many people out there are satisfied. They've had a good meal this morning, started their day. But there's a handful of you there who have skipped. Or maybe had something a bit lighter than you'd like. Perhaps don't feel like you're ready to take on the world on a full, nutritious meal. We'd like to help you. We'd like to offer you and a friend a USA burger from Burger Fuel. All you need to do is tell me the name of the living creature that can survive for 10 days in a vacuum. I don't mean vacuum cleaner, in a vacuum. So we try a hard one for the end of the week, you know? 309-3879. Look it up on your phones if you don't know. Whoever's the first person to get it right on 309-3879. Win 2 USA burgers from Burger Fuel.
Good friend.
Hi, caller. Hello, caller. Caller!
Hey there. No, it's not a cockroach, is it?
It's not a cockroach, no.
Sorry. Ah, okay, cheers.
BFM?
Yeah, g'day. Is it a tardigrade?
It is a tardigrade.
Oh,
did you ever know? I only found out what one of those was last night.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I'd heard about them before. Living in space, apparently. On the outside of our shuttles.
Like, what do you mean?
Actually.
Yeah, I know.
Nuts.
10 days in a vacuum. How do you? Well, what?
Yeah, but they're living on the outside of the space station, apparently.
Just hanging on.
Hanging on.
You know, and here's what else I learned. The space station is the most expensive thing ever built. $150 billion the International Space Station cost to build.
Money well spent, I think.
Yeah, money well spent. Good earn.
Exactly. Yeah. Good on them.
Stay there.
Cheers.
BFM breakfast. Well, oh, he says, shaking his upper torso. Great show. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Sarah, so much for producing this week, and of course, all the time.
You're welcome.
It's a non-stop job, you know.
Congratulations to Imogen.
Well done, Imogen. You took away our winter dump. I like the way that Beck said it, though. Dump.
Dump? She's right. It is an odd name. Special thank you to Ruben. Holding things down this morning.
To Beck for coming in, of course, and to all the contributors this morning, to the doctor. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks very much for listening to the radio show. Bit of pressure on to play a good one to go out with. Especially this text. Havoc, full stop. We got greedy, full stop. Partying hard. Punch out with style, please. Woo! Well, we've discussed that, and in your own time, sir. See you later. Music rules, bye.